From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah and one of Lebanon's most powerful figures, on Friday accused Saudi Arabia of holding the country's prime minister against his will and called on the kingdom to release him.
He was forced to resign. Then he read a statement that was dictated by them, and the Lebanese prime minister was forced into house arrest and refrained from returning to his country.
Riyadh says Hariri is a free man, and that is echoed by U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who said there is no indication that Saad Hariri has been detained by the Saudis against his will. Iran manufactured the ballistic missile fired by Yemen Shiite rebels toward the Saudi capital, and remnants of it bore Iranian markings that, according to the top U.S. Air Force official in the Middle East on Friday, backing the kingdom's earlier allegations. The comments by Lieutenant General Jeffrey L. Harrington, who oversees the Air Force's Central Command in Qatar, further internationalizes the year-long conflict in Yemen, the Arab world's poorest country. U.S. President Donald Trump said Friday the U.S. no longer will tolerate chronic trade abuses.
Jobs, factories, and industries were stripped out of the United States and out of many countries in addition.
Trump also said many opportunities for mutually beneficial investments were also lost because people could not trust the system. He was speaking at a gathering of CEOs at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Da Nang, Vietnam. This is VOA News. United